Tuesday, August 22nd. Would you all please rise for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Although it's posted within the meeting room, I would advise those persons attending that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purposes of providing accurate minutes. In addition, the board members met in executive session to discuss land, legal, and personnel matters. Jill, will you do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir.
Here.
Member Justin Engel.
Here.
Member Susan Court.
Here.
Chairman John Foley.
Here.
Member Mark Moyer.
Next on our agenda is a visitor and public comment. If you would, anyone wants to address us, please step to the podium, state your name, address, and limit your comments to 3 minutes or less, please. Very good, seeing none. Next on our agenda is the approval of meeting minutes for public hearing at 6 p.m. on August 8th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court, seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And those minutes are unanimously approved. Next is the public hearing of 6:15 p.m. on August 8th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Seconded
by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are also unanimously approved. Last but not least is the Board of Supervisors meeting for August 8th, 2017. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir. Seconded by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those minutes are also unanimously approved. Next is new business, item A1 through 5, consideration of alterations to the approval of the revised preliminary final land development plan for the Pennsylvania State University Milton S. Hershey Medical Center, University Technology Center, and Healing Garden Infill, Plat 1274. Mr. Emmerich.
That was so nicely done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I can say that fast. I cannot say it backwards.
This plan that's before you this evening is in essence the plan that was conditionally approved on May 9th, 2017 by the Board of Supervisors. After having received conditional approval of the plan, the Med Center entered into a design build phase of the project. And in doing so, they have proposed a modification of what was approved. Since the plan was not yet recorded, and understanding, you know, time is money, they asked if they could bring these changes forward to the board to show the difference between what was approved and what they're now building. This has not been in front of the Planning Commission officially, but it has been informally. Both the county and the Township Planning Commission have seen this, and neither have any issues with these modifications. In a nutshell, what they've done is added 8,140 square feet of building area. They've reduced their surplus parking to 358 spaces, and they've done no increase in impervious area. What they've done is they've gone from the two-story addition and parking modification shown on the plan on the screen right now to a partial three-story addition and modified parking arrangement, and this is all in the area of the emergency room. So with that, I'll turn it back to the board. We're seeking a reapproval of the plan.
Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich?
Chuck, does it need to go to the Planning Commission?
No.
It does not.
This is just adding a story.
Yeah.
Footprint hasn't changed. You just have to add some parking spaces because of more square footage, and there's a swap back and forth on those. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is B1 through 9, consideration of resolution 1516 to establish an impact fee advisory committee and authorize the preparation of public advertisement of Derry Township's notice of intent to adopt an impact fee ordinance. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we look at development in the township, there is always three large topics: stormwater, traffic, and parking. This resolution is meant in part to help address the traffic issues of the township. By adopting this resolution, we would embark on the preparation of the ordinance necessary to charge an impact fee for peak hour trips for new development coming into the township to help offset the infrastructure improvements that are required. This type of fee was enabled in about 1993 through municipalities planning code. I have numbers back from 2007. In 2007, about 61.8 communities had such a fee. What we're looking at this evening is the resolution to create the roadway impact fee committee to start to look into developing the ordinance. By doing this evening, it puts, in essence, a stopgap on developments sliding under the ordinance. The whole point of the resolution, and this is enacted through the municipality planning code, is that upon adoption of this, we can charge up to $1,000 peak hour trip for any new development coming into the township. We have 18 months to finalize our ordinance. If the ordinance isn't completed in 18 months, then that money must be returned. If at the end of 18 months it's determined that the peak hour impact is less than $1,000, then we need to return the difference. If it's determined at the end of that 18 months that the impact fee is more than $1,000, then everybody that came in that 18 months got a bargain. We can't go retroactive on the fee once we actually establish the fee. This will ultimately, the committee to look into this has to be 7 to 10 members. The municipality's planning code allows you to carte blanche approve planning commission, but it'd be up to the board ultimately to determine that committee. This resolution this evening will enable the creation of that committee. Also required as part of this will be a public notice put in the newspaper twice that we are establishing such a fee. From there, during the 18 months, we'll be engaging HRG as part of the development of the program. And within the agenda item this evening, I've given you both memo from Brian Emberg and also then the project approach so that you can see the steps that are necessary. But this evening we are just looking at getting started by adopting the resolution. Eric's here for technical questions.
Thank you. Are there questions for Chuck or Eric?
What is the peak hour trip?
Go ahead.
Peak hour trip would be generally in accordance with ITE, the Institute of Transportation Engineers, publishes a manual that estimates number of trips entering or exiting various facilities during the afternoon peak hour. So one trip in would be a trip, one trip back out would be another trip. And they have various commercial uses, residential uses, office, whatever, what have you.
And that's the calories.
Peak hours dictated by the actual development itself.
And is that per day?
It's a typical weekday peak hour trip. In the evening, during the evening rush hour, how many trips to that facility is generating and adding to the roadway network.
So, if you look at peak hour for a single family dwelling, they're usually tagged with one.
One peak hour trip.
Whereas, like a Turkey Hill, for instance, may have more peak hour trips that they would be paying the fee.
Are there any other questions? Very good. Hearing none. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
A second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that resolution is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is C1 through 42, adoption of resolution 1513, making updates to job descriptions for various positions in the township. Ms. Henry, please don't tell me you're going to read all that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Just some title changes and a few responsibility changes.
Thank you so much. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Did you get that? Okay.
Yes.
You looked up, I wasn't sure.
No.
Next on our agenda is D-93. Bless you.
Thank you.
Approval of ordinance 694, amending the township's motor vehicle and traffic ordinance by revising the time parking restriction on the north side of East Chocolate Avenue, east of North Cocoa Avenue, from a 15-minute restriction to a two-hour restriction. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In May 2017, township received a revised traffic signal permit from PennDOT for the area of the square, Chocolate Avenue, Park Avenue, and Cocoa Avenue. Within this permit is the creation of angled parking spaces along the north side of East Chocolate Avenue on the east side of what was formerly North Cocoa Avenue. Currently, there's parallel parking there with limited spaces and a 15-minute time period for that parking. The new back and angled parking would increase the number of spaces and also increase the time limit for those parking spaces to 2 hours, affording people the opportunity to park there, visit businesses within that area of the downtown, and creating those additional parking opportunities for people in the downtown area. It will eliminate long-term parking as well. So we have the 15-minute parking there. Instead of doing the angle parking and just making it unlimited, we're limited in two hours, so there won't be the opportunity for people to fill those spaces and just keep them occupied all day, but give them a little bit more time than just 15 minutes to do shopping and business downtown. The authority to make this change is in Title 67. Sections give local authorities the ability to eliminate long-term parking or parking in excess of a specific time period without the need for a traffic study and the authority to establish parking restrictions on state-designated roadways within their boundaries. This will require 5 signs and 2 additional signposts to adequately address this restriction area.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions for the Chief? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And that ordinance is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is E1 through 26, consideration of requests by 2 organizations for the Township of Derry to sponsor their request for funding for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program as co-applicants. Ms. Uprock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This year, there are 2 organizations that are looking for co-sponsorship of their applications. That's a requirement in order to make them eligible to apply to the program. Typically, nonprofits are not eligible if they don't have that co-sponsorship. The township is able to serve as a co-sponsor if you would so choose. The 2 organizations that are here to present tonight are the Hershey Volunteer Fire Company. They have a request for funding for the fire station construction debt reduction. This is a request of $1.35 million that has been spread over 5 years. This year they're requesting $300,000, and this is the 4th year of the 5-year annual request. Typically this has been the township's number one priority. And then the Hershey Area Playhouse is also here, and I believe they're going to be updating their request. The original request was $95,126 for the technology upgrade project. Last year, the township received $300,000 total for its sponsored submissions, which included $270,000 for the fire station and $30,000 for the Hershey Derry Township Historical Society. With that, I will first turn over to Rodney with the fire department. Each applicant has been notified that they have 2 to 5 minutes to present to you.
Deputy Chief Sonder, good evening.
Hey, good evening. So we're here for request 4 out of 5 for the fire station funding, and typically that's $270,000. During year 2, we only got a little bit less than that, so we're attempting to make that up this year. We're not sure that the county will, you know, approve that, but we are making that request, and it is possible that with the amount of money that they're trying to dole out, that we would get less than $300,000. And there may be a need to go to a year 6 to make up the funding that has been requested. With that, that's all I have.
Are there any questions for Mr. Sondland? I think we all know this request, and we wholeheartedly support it.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
And then Jennifer Feltzer is also here with the Hershey Area Playhouse.
Great. Welcome.
I know my way around a microphone. Good evening. Thank you for having me. We are here. This is our first go at the local Wiltshire Municipality Grant, and we are updating our request. The request you received in the draft that we sent you was prior to receiving estimates from two local businesses in the lighting and sound industry, and our new request is for $78,594. So a little bit less, but hopefully that will be easier. And we're hoping that this gets approved. The Playhouse has been around technically since 1999, but we've had the permanent home in Country Meadows since 2006, basically with the same lighting and sound equipment that entire time. And to continue doing the quality productions that we are known for, we just need a little bit of an upgrade to help us out.
Great, thank you.
We have time for questions.
Are there any questions?
Just a comment that because being involved in it, not only is it a wonderful gem for everyone who's involved with the Playhouse, but for countless residents and tourists who enjoy the fine productions there year after year. So I think that's a very much needed request. Having seen the lights and used the sound equipment, I can attest to that. So.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Very good. Are there any other questions or statements? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Very good. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Susan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now, you know, I just did this.
That's what we're all looking
yeah,
at.
I know everybody's looking at me. My apologies. So I got a little ahead of it. So we heard their presentation. So next.
Correct.
Next. My apologies.
We did vote.
We didn't. No, we didn't vote on anything. I got ahead of it. So next on our, thank you for your presentation. Next on our agenda is approval of resolutions number 1517 and 1518 of the Township of Derry supporting and ranking the applications of two organizations for the Dauphin County Local Share Municipal Grant Program is up. Now we have an opportunity to hear from you and then vote.
Thank you. So now that you've heard the applicants' presentations, the board would need to determine whether to sponsor these applicants as a co-applicant and then also rank the projects. The applicants are required to submit a copy of a resolution with their application.
Very good. And if I can jump in here, as historically has been the case, given the debt load that we have guaranteed for the fire department, we have made that our number one priority. So I think that it becomes first, and with only two, the ranking is established. So I will make a motion to adopt resolution number 1517 and 1518 with the ranking of the fire company and followed by the Hershey Area Playhouse. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is now unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is G, 1-4, introduction of the performance security provided with the preliminary final land development plan for Biscalis property, plot number 1269. Mr. Emmerich, is this ordinary business?
It is.
So moved. Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that reduction is unanimously approved. Next on our agenda is H1. It's a request to close North Hockersville Road from Old West Chocolate Avenue to Hershey Park Drive from 11 p.m. on Friday, October 6, 2017 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, October 7, 2017 for the annual Antique Automobile Club of America fall meet being held on the grounds of the Hershey Entertainment Complex. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The annual AACA fall meet is actually scheduled for the 4th through the 7th of 2017 on the grounds of Hershey Entertainment Complex. During the time period from October 6th through the 7th, they will have the car corral up and running, some of it being over into the old Parkview golf course on the west side of North Hockersville Road. This will increase pedestrian traffic across North Hockersville Road, and for the safety of the participants, and the attendees that are coming to this event, which is one of the largest. Hershey Entertainment has requested the closure of North Hockersville Road. As part of this closure, they will place the appropriate road closure signs and barricades and will also manage Closure Point. If approved, there will be no, there will be a variable message board placed on North Hockersville Road 5 days in advance to let our community know that this roadway is going to be closed. So this will not incur any manpower for the police department or any resources for the township to do this closure.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions from the board? We've done this. This is our pest, so this is almost ordinary business. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Weir.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And this request is unanimously approved. Next,
big controversy.
Big controversy. Next is I-1, authorization to establish a trick-or-treat night, Thursday, October 26th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Chief, I will not reiterate a former board member's concern with having it outside of a actual day of Halloween, but it's Dolphin County, so.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So each year, we coordinate trick-or-treat night for the children of the community and for those who wish to visit and participate as well. This year, it has been recommended to have trick-or-treat take place on Thursday, October 26th, which is the Thursday before Halloween, between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Dolphin County Chiefs of Police Association has gotten together in one of our meetings to discuss this, and what we try to do is hold trick-or-treat on the same night in multiple jurisdictions so we don't have a lot of communities going to other communities on different nights and expending the resources of those departments, because we do schedule extra manpower for our police department to be out there and force making sure everybody's safe, the traffic slowed down, that type of thing, and doing our community involvement. So if we hold it on different nights, we're kind of stretching things a little bit thin. So that's why we try to get together and have everything on the same night, and it's usually the Thursday before the actual Halloween holiday.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. I appreciate the extra explanation also. I presume there are no questions. The only question I have is, will Thanksgiving be on Thanksgiving? Anyway, is there a motion? Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And Halloween is approved. Next on our agenda is the correspondence and board committee information. Mr. Weir.
Yes, last night I attended the Derry County Municipality stormwater meeting, which basically discussed the stormwater permit, which is being applied for, has to be turned in by November. And basically, it was just the asset management, how money's going to be spent, how it is spent, and how we're going to get biggest bang for our buck with the stormwater dollars. That's it for me.
Very good, thank you. I have no report at this time. Ms. Gordon.
I had an opportunity to attend the Parks and Rec board meeting, and Matt can certainly do a better update than I can when it comes his turn, but also along with the other supervisors, we had an opportunity to attend a tour of the West Hershey Chocolate Plant, which was fascinating. We appreciate that opportunity. And also separate from township business, but related, I attended the Downtown Hershey Association organizing committee meeting last night. Lots of good things ahead for the organization.
Very good. Mr. Engel?
Nothing.
Next on our agenda is department reports. Chief?
I have nothing this week.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Sassman with the fire company?
Good evening. Thank you. Just two quick things. On August 14th, we were called over to assist for water rescue in South Hanover at Swatara Creek. That was an opportunity for us to deploy our line gun. It's like a shotgun used to deploy a line. First time I think we've done that I've been a department member. The gun worked successfully, but the rope did not reach the victims as we intended. In addition to that, we worked well with Homeless Town, Middletown, and Lower Swatara on that call. Additionally, on July 29th, Dolphin County notified the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department that our 9/11 paging system went down for Dolphin County. The department notified all its members and began using our secondary system. We have a secondary paging system for our cell phones. The station was manned for the week of the outage. No 911 calls from the public service were missed at all. In the meantime, we hope that we can continue discussions on the potential return of the siren alerting system as backup should a failure of that nature occur again. That's all I have this evening.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I have been speaking with Lieutenant Roach on that, and I think we're looking at the options that will then be presented to the board. Certainly not looking at the 1950s and 60s Civil Air Patrol siren that had existed on the station or on 19 East for a while, but something a little more user-friendly or neighbor-friendly.
Yes, indeed.
So thank you.
So Dave, what was the backup?
The backup is Dauphin County can send out sort of like a text message and an email. It comes to an app that we all have on our phones, and then that app acts as a pager.
I see.
That's secondary. And we still do that today. It's almost simultaneously with our main system. Mm-hmm. It works in a redundant system, so we get it. But that had to become then the main system.
Is it pretty reliable?
It worked rather well, yes. Yeah. It was very good. But we manned the station in case there was if there was any kind of failure with the paging system, they could do it via radio. Okay. So we had someone monitoring the radio to be able to respond.
Got it. Understood.
Mr. Clark, Public Works.
Some of you have no doubt heard we've been in Glen Acres working with a fiber mat application. We used that process over there because of the rolled asphalt curbing that development is full of on all the streets and the condition of it. Many places there was paving done, I'm going to say probably 25, 30 years ago. Many places there's only about a 4-inch, 3-inch reveal on the asphalt curb. So we went to this process to avoid putting down 2 inches of asphalt, raising the surface of the road, and thereby pushing the storm water possibly over the curb and into the yards. Okay, that said, fiber mat application did not go as well as hoped. It's a contractor from the Pittsburgh area that we've never used before. When we see these roads that have had something like this done on them, they're usually a year or so old. And by that I mean the stone's been run in by traffic and is a much smoother surface than you see over in Glen Acres this evening. So what we've been doing is running the sweeper through there at the end of last week and today to get the loose stone off. Once we do that, Thursday I'm meeting with another contractor to try and put a seal coat over that to smooth it up some. At this point, it's very rough.
Thank you. Yes, I've been the recipient of the neighbors.
Yeah, I've talked to a number of people out there too.
Yeah.
Some of which understood why we did what we did. I'm not pleased with the result very much myself.
No, I know. You and I spoke about this, and it's one of those where. Yeah, it's a difficult circumstances right now.
And I'll explain the process a little more. That the asphalt emulsion that they put down has what we can probably compare to one of the big square balers you see running through farm fields around here. And in it are spools of fiberglass. So as it applies the emulsion to the existing road surface, which was cracked, it puts out small streams of fiberglass and cuts them off about that long. So it almost looks like the weed barrier fabric that you would put down in your landscape bed to keep the weeds from coming up through. That goes down and then the stone goes down over it. We used the same process about three, four years ago on Fiddler's Elbow Road, which was full of cracks and ruts. The purpose of the fiberglass is not to allow the cracks to reflect up through the new surface. And as of today, there's not one crack on Fiddler's Elbow Road showing through that surface. So having that 3 or 4 years, that's what I chose to do out here until it's all said and done. We wind up with about a 1/2 inch of new material as opposed to the 2 inches of regular asphalt. Question?
So once that second process is done, do you think it'll solve a lot of the grievances?
Yeah, it'll the concern is that it's rough. Mm-hmm. and they rolled it with a pneumatic roller. You've probably seen the roller that has about, looks like six tires across each end of it. They rolled it with the pneumatic roller, and traffic will run it in as well. Mm-hmm. But given the volume of traffic in Glen Acres, I don't think we want to wait that long.
Now, when that curb eventually wears out, whose responsibility is it to replace the curb? Yes.
By ordinance, it's the homeowners.
Homeowners.
And that's why we did what we did. I mean, we could have considered milling the road up, and one resident told me, well, then you dig the road up and put a new road down. Well, when that milling machine runs down through there at about 15 tons with those teeth going right at the edge of the curb's going to go whether you want it to or not. And that's enough.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Clark? Thank you. This is a great at the library.
I have a much less complicated thing to report.
You welcomed
160 people yesterday for the eclipse viewing party, and we're very relieved that the eclipse is over because we've had a lot of calls about the eclipse glasses. So that's all I have to report.
Great. Thank you.
I have nothing to complicate you with this evening.
Thank you. We're at overload already, so.
I have three quick things. First, just wanted to thank the Department of Public Works for their awesome work down at Chocolatown Park in the preparation for the paver project in the park. Their crews came in about a day and prepped that area. Contractor came in and then they did the detail work at the end. So Tom, if you can pass along to Bob and the crew, and certainly yourself, we'll appreciate it. Secondly, we are scheduling a pre-bid on-site meeting for the trail repairs along Bullfrog Valley between Stony Run Drive and Shank Park. Scheduling that for next week, having contractors on site to come to agreement in terms of the best process to make those repairs. If you've been out there, it's somewhat of a complicated process, and we're going to have everyone agree on the best way to proceed, and then I'll be bringing bids and hopefully a funding mechanism to the board with that agenda item. And lastly, and most importantly, we're still working with Ballard King Associates on the operations analysis for the new community center project. We're still on schedule for having that draft document by the end of August, and I'll keep the board up to date as we proceed.
Very good.
Just one comment on that, Matt. If I don't know if you've updated the stakeholder group on that. I got a message from one of the stakeholders the other day, just kind of checking in. So it might not be a
same
bad
message.
Idea for one of us.
I certainly will. We'll have we had a conference call late this afternoon with Ken Ballard and Jim Bogret and Greg Kousis. I was kind of waiting to kind of get that team together, so I had a lot of information. So I'll definitely get something out to the stakeholders
and
as well.
We'll be updating the public again.
End of September-ish.
It doesn't need to be a detail. It's just I don't think we updated them that we were expecting this in early August. So just
correct.
Sort of explain that.
Yeah, and maybe I didn't talk to that particular stake, but I have been individually, but I will get a group email out.
Good, and then I just ran into Greg yesterday and just mentioned something about continuing to keep us updated with how any delays are affect the overall timeline, just so that we can kind of keep a constant eye on the goal line.
Yes.
Make sure that we have time to get all these processes.
Absolutely.
Good.
Are there any additional questions for Ben? Very good. Moving on to the Township Engineer, Mr. Stump.
Yeah, just an update on the West Caracas parking lot construction project. Work is ongoing out there. They remain on schedule. They've coordinated the work with Mr. Mazik, the adjoining property owner. And current construction work includes the bulk excavation and grading, pouring the concrete curb wall, and constructing the underground infiltration areas. Again, the work out there is currently on schedule.
Yeah, just a quick comment on that, Tom, thanks a lot for your help on that. Tom was really helpful in coordinating with Mark Mazik, the property owner. So the wall's in, and they they backfill it today. It looks great. So thank you.
Very good. Something else for Eric?
The Grove Street issue. Has the state event for Grove Street, the culvert under Middletown Road?
For the pedestrian crossing?
No, for the stormwater.
I can answer that.
Okay.
Because you and I were copying it on that today. I guess you didn't get to look at your email.
Okay.
So, yes, Matt did a study that had probable costs and some other information on how to replace the culvert to keep the Middletown Road from overtopping. I think he's looking at a 4 or 5 by 16 foot culvert wide.
Paid for by the state, I know.
As we hear Chris. Very good.
Thank you.
Anything else for Aaron? Mr. Emmerich?
Thank you. Just one simple thing this evening. I mentioned at the last meeting that we had begun or prepared the zoning updates, you know, for our new zoning ordinance, working out the kinks. I'd like to schedule the public hearing for that on October 10th.
I don't think there's any objection.
We're also bringing along with that at the same time the design standards, minor amendments to our downtown design standards. Because of that, I would suggest maybe we would start the hearing at 5:30, since it'll be two ordinances.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Economic Development, Ms. Umbrum.
Just a couple things. It is complicated, sorry. The first two are pretty straightforward. Just wanted to note that Chuck and I met with the folks from Zagster today. They're updating the draft map that I shared with you last week, I believe. And I should be able to share more of that with you at the next meeting. Also, relating to the back and angle parking that you approved the time restriction for tonight, that work's expected to occur Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And we're working, Jill and I will be helping get information out about that just to remind people that it's coming. We're also looking to have a car parked there, coordinating with EGNR on that. Hopefully they'll be able to have a vehicle there for us, so that people know you're supposed to back in. Then the other two items, just one quick update. We've been talking about this Greater Hershey Regional Transportation Plan and what that could look like, considering some of the larger developments that we know will be coming and will impact transportation. Eric's here and can kind of answer technical questions at this point, but we're still looking at pursuing some PennDOT Connects planning funding that would be available through Tri-County and HATS. So while I don't need any kind of official action tonight, I would like to go ahead and keep that process moving. It's a simple one-page write-up that would go to HATS at their early September meeting. That would request $90,000 and an approximate $150,000 study. We're showing about $60,000 of that is matching funds at this point that would be listed as pending while we continue to have additional discussions. Now, I will say that $60,000 will actually be covered in the work that's required for the roadway impact fee study that will be going forward. So we're hoping to be able to consider that as matching funds, but it will actually be information that's included as part of another project. I'm happy to answer any questions on that. But the idea is that this would be presented to HATS at their September meeting to start to push it up through PennDOT with the hopes that we'd be able to secure some planning funding for this study.
Very good. Are there any questions for Lauren?
Another question for Lauren, but the just that several of us have talked about that we did, NYC Marv's here in the audience, so it's that there's a work that Tom Mahaffey's working on, sort of a higher level coordinated plan for two that we kind of caught wind of, and so we were quickly in touch with Tom because it looked like the studies were very overlapping. They're high-level planning for not just Hershey, but sort of Middletown Road and how it affects Hummelstown and Londonderry Township and even Lower Soterra. And so he was calling that stakeholder meeting together. We're going to be, a conference call next Monday where we're going to be making sure that we're coordinating both of those efforts so that we're approaching PennDOT in a unified fashion. because if you noticed, he was having you know, the director of District 8 be at that meeting. And so we want to make sure that we're not going to the district with one thing and going to the entire statewide PennDOT with another thing. It's, we're going to be coordinating those efforts.
Sure. Good.
Last one. The streetscape funding that was recently approved by the county. If you remember, when we initially looked at that project, it was scaled back pretty significantly into what we felt was a manageable project. There is some funding available through PennDOT's Transportation Alternative Set-Aside Program. This funding is directed towards bike pad improvements. So again, talking with Eric, high level at this point in PennDOT to see what would be eligible costs, but looking at possibly submitting an application for what could be considered a phase two, which is really focused on the additional intersections at Caracas that aren't being taken care of during this first phase, and potentially sidewalk improvements along Chocolate. Like I said, I'm working to coordinate with the department. The way that that program is structured, construction is funded at 100%. We'd be responsible for engineering costs. So I hope to get some feedback from PennDOT over the next couple of days, and this is one that if we would decide to move forward, we'd need an official action on your next meeting to meet the September 22nd deadline. So just an update there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Any other questions for Laura? Hearing none. Ms. Sendra?
I have nothing, thank you.
Mr. Daly?
Nothing, sir.
Very good. Next on our agenda is the approval of accounts payable in the amount of $670,893.23 and payroll $379,284.09. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court.
Second.
Second by Mr. Weir. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the accounts payable and payroll are unanimously approved. And finally, our last visitor in public comment. Please, same rules apply. State your name and address. Visit your comments 3 minutes or less. Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second.
Second by everybody. We're adjourned.